The worldwide pandemic continues unabated.
No vaccine in sight. Millions infected.
Stay home, and when you can't, wear a mask.
Economies are crashing worldwide.
When the world breaks down, build a better one. Small business owners share their success stories during the pandemic. Learn how they adapted, upgraded, and ultimately improved their business practices during these unprecedented times. Small Business Success Stories, presented by Shaw Business. Catch the series at globalnews.ca/Shaw Business.
8:12 on the morning news. A child-led education model is growing in popularity as an alternative homeschooling model during the pandemic. Unschooling is the idea a child learns based off their own interests rather than off a set of curriculum. For more details, we are joined by Unschooling Canada Association President Judy Arnell. Good morning to you, Judy.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for joining us once again. So this is within the homeschooling arena, if you will. But I want to get something off my mind right away here, and if you can clear it up for me. This isn't the Wild West. The kids can't say, I want to learn about Xbox today. Is that right?
Yes, they could.
Well, they could. Okay, so how does it work exactly?
So unschooling is a subset of home education. So it's empowering children to learn through everyday family and life activities. And because there's no motivation problems, kids actually soak up a lot of information about math, science, English language arts, and social studies through their activities.
So, Judy, would they follow the same curriculum that other kids would, just learning in different ways?
No. In Alberta and most of the provinces across Canada, children do not have to follow a set, rigid government agenda. So, and it would be impossible to allow children to learn life through following a government agenda. So they just follow, they just go about their daily routine and learn about things through whatever they do, through play, through baking, through travel, through field trips, those kinds of things.
Judy, how can I tell if my child would be a good candidate for unschooling?
If they're pushing back against parents or you teaching them through home education, a lot of parents find that they have to bribe or punish their kids to do the work, the government work, and that's not the position they want to be. They don't feel that learning should be a coercive thing to impose on children. So if you empower kids to learn what they want to learn, it sinks in more, they remember more, they learn more. And interesting enough, all of what they learn actually does align with the government curriculum. And they keep on learning topics.
So this might be an option for parents who are thinking of keeping their kids home this year because of what's going on with COVID-19.
Yes, a lot of parents are home educating this year, and this really helps parents. They're going to hit at some point a wall where their kids don't want to do the work. And this empowers them to say, okay, well, we don't have to do this work. We can just learn through everyday activities. And if parents trust the process, they'll see that their kids learn way more and absorb way more than forcing a curriculum on them.
And this doesn't mean that those kids won't go on to further education. You certainly know that from experience.
Yeah, I wrote a book on it.
And five kids of your own.
Yes, and 25 of their friends, all unschooled anywhere from 3 to 12 years, and they all got accepted to post-secondary colleges and universities in their chosen program.
Good stuff. We appreciate the insight, because I know that as a parent, and I think many parents out there are looking for their options, and maybe unschooling is one of them. Thanks so much, Judy.
Thank you.
How do they get more details, Judy?
They can go to unschoolingcanada.ca and find out all information about this method of home education.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks.
That is Judy Arnell, Unschooling Canada Association President.
It's coming up on 8:17, and it's time for helicopter traffic for West District by Truman. Just one traffic light from the mountains.
We're flying over top of that broken down vehicle in the northwest impacting southbound Crowtell Trail at 5th Avenue. It's right at the intersection blocking off the middle lane. We were seeing a bit of a backup towards 16th Avenue, but as we look at it now, it looks like those delays have now eased in the area. Still a bit of a distraction, though, as you head south on Crowtell towards Memorial Drive. Also taking a look at the southeast on those delays, southbound Blackfoot Trail that start at Deerfoot and continue down towards Ailes Road. There's construction there that has the left lane closed in both the north and southbound lanes. As you're down to that single lane, the delays are lasting of about 5 minutes or so. We also have that 5th Avenue flyover lane closure. The middle lane is closed as you exit onto Memorial Drive there, and that will be in place until further notice. So if you're leaving the core, especially through the afternoon commute, this will be something to keep in mind. Westbound lanes of Memorial Drive heading onto the 4th Avenue flyover towards 4th Avenue. It looks like that's a smooth drive all the way into downtown. Do you or your child carry an EpiPen? If so, you should know when your device expires. Check the expiry date today and visit your pharmacy to renew. Up in the 770 CHQR traffic helicopter, I'm Freddie Howard.